Go to Matthew 23. I'm going to have Chris read this as well, but I'm pretty sure you know where we're going with this, what he's probably going to say. Matthew 20, but we have the physical Bible here, so you know. This is it says NIV, right? Okay. Matthew 23, 14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. That's a long verse. Amen. What does it say, Brother Kerry?
Which verse number?
Verse 14.
It's gone.
That's a large chunk. He said, why would they remove that? Well, because they, the ones, the editors of the NIV are going to receive the greater damnation.
Amen.
Like, screw that. Let's take that out. Go to Mark 9, if you would. Mark chapter 9. Mark 7:16 says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Gone. Look at Mark 9:44. This is pretty important because it deals with hell. Verse 44 says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. This is something that is repeated over and over and over again when it comes to this matter of hell. Brother Kerry, what does it say? Verse 44.
It's gone.
It's gone. Well, we don't really like the worm dying not and the fire not being quenched and all that, so we're just going to go ahead and remove that. What is it? It's a defective Bible.
Right.
We've looked at four or five verses where they're completely missing. And let me just say this. If there's one Bible that just had one verse missing, it's still defective.
Amen.
If one Bible just had one verse missing, it is defective. It's worthless. It's taken away from God's word. It's in violation of what God said when he said, diminish not a word. Not only do they violate that, they diminish a sentence. They diminish a passage. They diminish an entire portion of scripture and just completely take it out. Who are they to judge God's word to say, this doesn't belong here? Look at Luke chapter 4. By the way, Mark 11:26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. That's pretty important. Gone in the modern versions. And let me just say this. The New King James removes hell completely. They use Sheol and Gehenna. You say, well, yeah, but that's what it is in the original text. But this is English, folks. You don't tell people, get the Gehenna out of here. What, the Sheol? People are like, what are you saying? But they remove it. Why? So it could be more palatable for the listener, for the reader. But it doesn't have the same effect as saying hell, right?